Lynn Page, 213-4009.
Good morning, everybody. Researchers at the Vienna University of Technology report that consumers can impact the environment more by eating less meat than by focusing on eating organic foods. The group stated that switching to a more vegetable-based diet would lower the incidence of both cancer and heart disease and lower the area needed to produce food by 28% per person. Additionally, about one-third of CO2 and other greenhouse gases would be reduced too. An additional benefit would be less energy consumption as a result of food production and the use of fewer fertilizers. On the other hand, if somebody just switches to organic food, there's much less benefit. Organic farming requires less fertilizer, but does require the use of more farmland than conventional farming. Now, to be clear, I don't discourage the consumption of organic foods, and I try to eat as many of them as I can. It's a more sustainable form of agriculture, and the foods almost always taste better. But the problems with organic plant foods are still price and availability for many people. Fortunately, consuming organic foods is not required, and I'm talking about plant foods here. It's a different story when we're talking about animal foods, but you don't have to consume organic plant food in order to achieve and maintain optimal health. The biggest advantage results from consuming a plant-based diet and reducing or eliminating animal foods. The spectacular results that we continue to report that have already been published, Dr. Esselstyn's studies and Dr. Swank's studies, all those studies that document health improvement did not require the consumption of organic produce, just that people eat produce instead of animal foods and from whatever source the patient could access and afford it. So I'm encouraged about this. This is the second message I sent out this week that showed that a mainstream audience is starting to buy into this idea that we should be consuming less animal food and more plant food. And I think we're going to see more of this. The awareness is starting to be there, and this is going to become a very mainstream idea. And that's good for health, and that's good for animals, and that's good for the environment, good all the way around. So that's all for now. Have a great day and a great weekend, and I will speak with you again on Monday.